Do you remember all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is good, and it has feeling to it. You can feel.
Yeah.
You can feel the truth of what he's saying, too. Yeah. But it is a process, and he knew that by doing it himself. So, yeah, that's... He was an unusual man, very unusual.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on death?
Very similar to his, because you know that you're going to live after the death of your physical body. If that's your knowing, you will. And I always wanted to help people find their purpose, because people didn't have that really thought in mind. You know, when they were dying, what is my purpose? Because the purpose is on earth, not at death. But it's actually both, because you have to be aware that you are going to live after you die and take care of business before you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, take your dog out, do the things you want to do before you go. And that was drilled on my mind, because I felt that finding your purpose in life is essential for people as they live their life. If they feel purpose, they're going to have a much richer and more beautiful life, if they feel purpose in what they're doing. So yeah, it was a definitive book on the afterlife, and it was clearly Marshall, his energy. There was no doubt that it wasn't him, because that's the way he thought, felt, and acted. Now, he acted on his feelings, and that's why I said that would be fun to have on the website. And I was joking about Elvis. You know, I liked Elvis, not Marshall. but yeah, even wiggling a finger was important to him. Everything was important that consisted in life and life after death. So it was, I can't imagine how anybody could be a more beautiful figure.
Right.
You know, we're all everywhere. We're not just here. Like when we go outdoors to do something, we're that person. And there's also another person within us that doesn't like to do things like that, you know? Yeah, so there's a lot of essential things in death, not just one. So it's like, if you know that, then you don't fear. If you don't know it, it's scary. I mean, everybody would be scared a little bit, you know?
Right.
In the book, but no. It's kind of scary thinking, okay, I'm leaving today, and where am I going? And I don't think people think like that. You know what I mean? In other words, they wait till it happens. And then I don't know what they do, because I've never been there. But it's better to know ahead of time and make it more enjoyable, if you could call it that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because fear is bad. I mean, when people fear things, they shake, you know? And I always say they shake, rattle, and roll, because they don't know what to do. They really don't. And I think this book gives them at least an idea of what it's like, of what not to be afraid of.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
That's my goal in the book.
Where in the world did you get this goal? From
what?
Where did you get this goal from? You know, some people's goals are everything, from one thing to another. Where did you get your goal a million years ago to do all this?
To do all this?
Yeah.
Well, I don't say it was years ago, but Marshall, when he left, I was still young. I wasn't old yet. In other words, I wasn't ready to die or go. And so I would talk to him all the time, mm-hmm. you know? because what else was I going to do? You know, I'm here by myself. And I would talk to him and ask him questions, mm-hmm. you know, and he'd answer me. And he, every time he'd answer me, he made me feel safer, made me feel like I'll know what I'm doing, so don't worry about it. In other words, you don't need to worry about it, because when it is your time, you'll know exactly what to do.
What's one of the most fun memories you and Marshall had? On your many trips, right?
On my many
trips. Yes. Yeah. What trouble? What's the most funny trouble you got yourselves into? Did you ever get kicked out of a bar?
No, I don't think we ever got kicked out of a bar. Doing what we wanted to do and not what society would want us to do. That was unknown. And the definitive book was written from Marshall's experience, very tight experience with his upbringing, because I was the exact opposite of his upbringing. You know, I would do anything, but he wasn't raised that way. Mm-hmm. It was very tight, you know, Pentecostal tight. And so I was like a fresh leaf to him, because he got to live a different way than he was raised. And I would say that was probably the most beautiful thing about it, because I could feel that. And it made me happy that he was so happy, because Pentecostals are rough. They're not just free. And I was free. He had never met anybody like me that said what they wanted to and did what they wanted to. And it was good for him, because he had never experienced that before. So it was like a marriage in heaven for him and me, because he totally always thought of me first, did things for me. I mean, we were in love. And what a beautiful feeling that is when that happens, you know? And you're not expecting it. But you live it and love it as you're living it. And it was easy to do with him, because he was so... He's not the sex on Saturday night, I want to be me. That's not him. He's a regular, straight guy who met a girl that wasn't and had a good life, you know, in a nutshell. And he enjoyed every moment of it, because we did things together, we went places together, we were always together. And even in our writing, we were. You know, I've got writings that he added to and I added to, and we have them together. And then I got the separate ones. I felt I was the most blessed woman in the world for him finding me, because he found me. And it just, I don't know, it's just part of my life that I love.
So here's a new question. When we say it's important to find your purpose, right? And once you somehow find it, everything becomes easy. Everything becomes purposeful. But what do we mean by find your purpose? Does that mean to build a house? I mean, what's a purpose?
Why did I come to Earth in this lifetime? It's a curiosity question to help you get your answer. But it's basically, first, a curiosity, because that's the only way you're going to do it. In other words, if you want to find your purpose in life, you're not going to find it until you want to. You know?
All right. So, but wouldn't we all just settle on? Wouldn't we all just settle on the idea that, oh, my purpose is to help people? You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, it becomes like too hard to do, or not real. It just sounded like the right purpose that anyone should have. What does it mean to find your purpose?
No, I don't think it should be that.
Okay.
I feel that the person must want to find their purpose, first of all, before they'll ever find it. And what will it do for them? It'll give them a guiding light. That's all.
Okay.
It won't change their life. It won't do anything like that. What it'll do is, okay, now I have a feeling, a light that I can follow, that I can, when I'm sometimes tired, or I can follow this, and I know I'll be there. And it's a spiritual thing more than anything. And why would I want to find my purpose? Because it gives you direction. And when you have direction in life, you can get a heck of a lot more done.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just fly by, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what my purpose was.
Gotcha.
Just to help people find their purpose, so that perhaps if they've never felt like they've been here for a reason, that they can begin to feel a reason that they're here, which everybody, in a sense, everybody wants to feel like they're doing what they should. Not what should, but what they want to do. You know, because a lot of people would think, oh, I want to do this, but no, I really don't want to do it. And they change their mind lots of times.
So here's a silly question.
That's right.
I would say, what's the first thing you're going to do when you cross over? But I already know the answer. You'd go right to the mountain and you'd hook up with...
Meet Marshall.
With Marshall. What's the second thing you're going to do when you're on the other side?
Discover what I want to do.
Mm.
That would be the first thing. Because I have no idea what I want to do. I want to go with Marshall. You know, but... what do I really want to do? And I would have to want to find that.
Right.
And purpose has always motivated me. If I don't feel purpose, you know, I can read a book or something, but it's not life to me.
Right. Okay, so a new question.
Hmm?
I said I have a new question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're over there,
mm-hmm.
Who would you want to thank back here on Earth?
Oh my goodness, so many people. So many people have helped me. And it's such a beautiful thought that they do. And when we're putting things on the Delphi website, that touches my heart. Because Delphi, I've been here, you know, it's where I've lived.
Okay, so here's a new question. What would you want to say to all the students who have helped build this great Delphi, right? Or just the students in your past? What would you want to say to them?
Thank them. Thank them for what they've done and what they've enjoyed and what they... That's the book I want to do. All of the people that never got credit for helping over the years because they weren't in a position to get help. You know, but I would want to thank them for their love.
Hey, so here's a silly question. When you're there at the church, mm-hmm. and you're lying next to Marshall.
In the cemetery.
Yeah, in the cemetery. You're not going to like try to reach over and touch, you know, and hold his hand, are you?
No, it might be cold. Oh, my God, no. No, but it's funny. It's a funny question because, you know, it would be like me. I could. Hey, Marshall, here's my hand, last hand.
I know we're supposed to stay.
No, but I will always love him. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that I will always, wherever I am, love him. And he was such an influence on my life and my everything. I really learned from him that good men do exist. You know? And what did we say? Good men are hard to find and hard men are good to find. That's a good one for the boy.
That's fun.
I get my laugh often when I think of that. Because it's true. As Mauricio would say, it's true.
Hey, when you get on the other side, Are you going to try to find your mom? And if so, what would you want to say to your
to my mommy?
To your mommy.
Yeah, I would, because my mommy was unusual. Well, I guess when you have five kids, your mommy is unusual. They can only say hi to so many at a time. I don't know on that one. That's a more interesting question that I would have to think about.
Yeah.
Because my mommy was my mommy, and you know, when you have five kids before you're 21, that's a lot of kids before you're 21. And she would help me with the kids. She was a good mommy. And it's like Marshall, I promise I'll always be with him. And I promise him that I will always be with you, mm-hmm. whether rain or shine. Right. You know?
How about your dad?
My dad was a little different. I loved him because he hunted, he loved dogs. That was our connection. I would go hunting with him when he was young. I mean, when I was young. And we'd have fun. We'd do things. And it was fun only because he was my dad and I could feel his love. And, you know, basically our interests are the same in the dog department. Mm-hmm. We raised Basset Hounds.
What are some of your most fun memories about the Basset Hounds?
Basset Hounds?
Yeah.
I used to go to the shows and the field trials, and I'd go with my dad. And that is the memory I have of that, because he is the only one in the family that felt that way about dogs, you know. And so Basset Hounds, my mom had a printing press called Basset Press. So everything was dogs. I mean, everything in my life and in my family's was centered in dogs. Yeah.
How about your brother?
My brother Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was...
What would you want to...
He was my hero.
Yeah?
Because your brother is your hero when you're young, you know? And the field trials and all of the different places we'd go, he was always there. And yeah, he loved his little sister, he did. Hmm.
I want to ask what message you want to give Buddha.
My doggy?
What do you want to say to your doggy?
My doggy? Oh, I love him with all my heart.
Do you remember the saying, being right or making it work?
Being what?
Being right or making it work.
Yeah.
Remember, you invented that, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
Being right or making it work, it means that you don't have to get your own way, because, yeah, a lot of people want to be right, and that alone could hurt a person, because it's not a choice of being right. It's a choice of I want to live, and I love my loved one, and I want them to live too. So it's not even a choice, really. It's a knowing that I want to live and I want my loved one to live. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be the only one that lives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just thinking, I had another question, and that is, remember the T's and C's and P's
Tests
and E's?
And challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means to you and what you would remind me about.
That in life, you're going to have many tests and challenges. And they're for your growth, they're for your learning. They are not to be disliked or thrown away by your mind saying they're not important. You are to learn from them. And as you learn from them, share what you have learned with others.
What's the secret to having a great relationship with your
mate?
With your husband or your wife, yeah, your mate. What's the secret to a great relationship?
Well, there's a couple of them. One is, don't argue for no reason, period. It's not worth it. You know, your loved one is your loved one. Mm-hmm. Respect. Respect their quietness. Respect their honor, whatever they feel is good for them. Don't always be telling them what to do or how to do it, even if you want to. You know what I mean? Because it's their life and it's their trip, not yours. So yeah, it's love with caring, love with respect for their, wherever they're going. In other words, don't make fun of it, don't make anything of it. All right, just love your loved one. Take care of them. So it's a desire to love your loved ones. And your loved ones are precious. They are, and we forget that because we get to work, we do this, we do that, and we're not even thinking of them anymore. And you're not even aware of it. So it's like, yeah, pay attention to your loved ones because they love you and they need you.
If you bumped into someone who's coming to the school, coming to Delphi, if you ran into someone who was here,
okay, and what would I say?
And well, they didn't really know why they were here. They were just like intrigued. Something brought them here.
Okay.
What would you first tell them?
I would ask them, "Hi, what made you decide to get her, come here?" I would find out their purpose in coming, because that's important. And then I would encourage them. I would say, "You've come to the right place because there's so many people here that want peace and love in our world, and we honor those people, and we feel good about it. We feel good about what we're able to help people with." In other words, this is a place where we don't just, it's not a selfish place. We're a place where we want to help people. And whether it's your mother or my mother, we want to help whoever needs help. And that is our purpose on being here, which I really feel.
Mm-hmm. What in the world got you interested in your whole world? What got you interested in psychic? What got you interested in spiritual? What was with
what
all
got
that?
Me interested in the spiritual?
Yeah.
I have to think a moment, but I know the answer, because I think I saw what life could be and what it was, and I didn't like what it was. You know what I mean? It was a feeling that life could be a lot more beautiful than is happening right now. And so what could we do to help that, to help it be what it should be? It should be rich. It should be wonderful. It should be able to help your family when you can. I mean, it's all there. But we don't realize that it's all there. So start realizing, start understanding what's in front of us, because you matter. And no matter what you think, you still matter. And that, when you realize that, then you can take off the armor that you hide behind, and you can live. And you can love even your aunt who has cancer. What I'm saying, you don't fear. You don't live in fear. You live in the desire to love and to help your people that you love. So basically, in a nutshell, I would say that.
Yeah. If somebody said, "You're crazy, there is no life after death," what would you say?
You just don't know, do you? You just don't know. Go to the website.
There you go.